With Kat Arney and with me, Chris Smith. Let's take a look at what else has been hitting the scientific headlines this week. Kat?
There's a big story today about cancer, and cancer is a growing problem, and mainly because we're all living longer, so it means we're more likely to develop the disease at some point in our lifetime. And although we've got a lot better at treating cancer in recent years, it does become a lot more tricky to treat once it's spread through the body, and this is a process called metastasis. It's the main cause of 9 out of 10 deaths from cancer. So there's understandably a lot of interest in finding out why cancer spreads, how we can stop it. And in a paper in this week's issue of the journal Nature, Ilaria Malanki and her colleagues have made an important step forward.
So what have they done?
Well, cancer spreads when cancer cells break away from a tumour, the primary tumour, and travel around the bloodstream or the lymphatic system looking for new places to start growing, and they form secondary tumours. Now, the researchers were intrigued by the fact that although many cancer cells set off around the body from a primary tumour, only a very small number of them can actually form secondary tumours. So it's a bit like a dandelion throwing off thousands and thousands of tiny seeds, but only a small handful of them actually land somewhere they can grow.
So is there something special about the cells that depart from the tumour and they can then settle in a new territory in the body, or is there something special about the part of the body they go to that is a bit more propitious for a tumour to settle there and form? Which of those two is it?
Well, it's actually a bit of both, according to this new research. And the scientists were studying an animal model of breast cancer that spreads to the lungs. And they found that secondary tumours in the lungs could only be started by a very small group of specialised cancer stem cells. And these are the immortal cells that are thought to be at the heart of many types of cancer. But they make up less than 5% of the cells coming from a primary tumour. So there's definitely something special about these particular cells that can start new tumours. But not all the available cancer stem cells went on to form secondary tumours, so there must be something special about the places they land as well.
And did they look into that? How did they follow it up?
Well, they homed in on a protein called periostin, which is produced by supporting cells. These are called stromal cells. And they're found in all sorts of places where healthy stem cells grow. And they're also found in places where secondary tumours grow. Now, the researchers found that periostin in the stromal cells in secondary tumours in the lungs of these animals were there. But when they looked at normal healthy lung tissue, they didn't see any periostin. And importantly, they didn't see this molecule in the lungs of mice who had breast cancer but that hadn't yet started spreading.
So these arriving tumour cells must be doing something special to turn this periostin signal on then?
Absolutely, and this is playing a vital role in allowing these cancer stem cells to take root and form secondary tumours. And when the scientists looked at mice with cancer that had been genetically engineered to lack periostin, they found a massive reduction in the number of secondary tumours, proving that it's this molecule that's extremely important for helping cancers to spread. Now, the scientists think that the cancer stem cells travelling in the body are giving out some kind of signal that makes supporting stromal cells produce periostin, and this in turn makes the cancer cells switch on processes that make them settle down and grow. So it's pretty much like these stem cells wandering around the body, shouting out a message, going, I want to grow, I want to grow. And some of the stromal cells hear it and respond and make a suitable environment for the cancer stem cells to bed down and take root.
And that sounds like an opportunity to intervene medically.
Absolutely, and although that's still a long way off, this research is quite exciting because the processes that this team have uncovered could be at the heart of many different types of cancer and could potentially lead to new ways to stop it from spreading.